Live from the No Panic Zone, we spent a good portion of our morning disinfecting Karens just for sport. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, July the 13th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, if the Big Ten doesn't play football and other fall sports, what does that mean to the people that are working every week to provide food and beverages and support to fans and football players? What does it mean for TV revenue? What's it mean for everyone? Number two, with Michigan State and others declaring all classes will be online this fall, how can they continue to demand payment in full when everyone knows the experience, the college experience, won't be what it's supposed to be? And number one, Governor Whitmer's decision to criminalize the act of not wearing a mask in public is being met with plenty of resistance by members of the public who question if she even has the authority to do so. How can she create a misdemeanor with a $500 fine out of whole cloth? People believe she cannot. Meanwhile, a lot of folks are really getting red-faced angry over the absence of the legislature during all of this. Where are the Republicans? Think about if roles were reversed. Think about if there was a Republican governor and a Democrat legislature, and a Republican governor had claimed all of this power under an emergency order and continued to take the power and continued to ignore the legislature and created misdemeanors and penalties by way of executive orders, what would be happening? Let me tell you what would be happening. The Democrats would be together, lockstep, in front of the cameras every single day. They'd be introducing legislation every single day, forcing the governor to veto that legislation or make comments or make accommodations every single day. But where are the Republicans now? I think they're on summer vacation. Shirky and Chatfield, where are you? I hear this every day from people everywhere. Where are the Republicans? In Michigan, people are disgusted. I'm disgusted. The governor continues to just play with you like you're a cat toy. And it's embarrassing, frankly. It is embarrassing. Let me go to the viewer mail file for just a moment here. It is my choice if I don't wear a mask. I take the risk. I'm not wearing one because of health issues. They have to come to my house with a gun to make me wear one. It is my right if I don't wear one. No political agenda is going to make me do what they want because they want me to be oppressed. I will not be. They are trying to take our freedoms away. So writes Evelyn. Marshall writes this, Steve, being a former painting and drywall contractor, I can tell you, no mask or respirator is 100% effective. No matter what the CDC, World Health Organization, or National Institutes of Health say, you are not protected. So my question has always been, if masks are effective, why aren't they making prisoners wear them instead of letting them out to the general population? That comes from Marshall, like I said. And the numbers of positive tests are up. The number of positive tests are up. Here's a question from Ed. Steve, is it more contagious than H1N1 or just attacks a different segment of society? Older folks are ones with underlying conditions. My other concern that I have not heard you talk about, thanks for being positive, you're welcome, is that this will be more than one season. H1N1 was 18 months. We have no vaccine, nor will a vaccine be 100% adopted by the public. You're right about that, Ed. You're right about that. And yes, this will be ongoing. COVID-19 will not be gone in a month or 2 months or 6 months or a year. It'll be with us. And the fear factors will continue, and there'll be a surges here and there, and you'll have cases, and some people of high profile might die from the disease. And those will be focused in on like a laser beam. They'll put lights on it like it's a football field and light it up. But the number of positive cases going up in Florida and Texas and Michigan and elsewhere as of late. More testing leads to more positive results. Pretty simple. In Michigan, we're over 20,000 tests per day now. And again, I direct you to click on Detroit. They've done a really nice job of keeping track of the raw numbers, the number of cases, the number of new cases. Yesterday, by the way, one new fatality attributed to COVID-19 statewide. One. Twice in the last week, there were zero new deaths reported. And now a one. There were some other single digits in there, but the fact of the matter is the death rates continued to spiral downward. So more testing leads to more positive results. It's been two or three weeks now since the massive riots where millions gathered. Could that have something to do with the numbers going up? Great question. And pre-elective surgery COVID tests are now being demanded. Plus, according to this guy, I'm going to have to check this. I'm not verifying this next comment. The common cold can lead to a positive COVID test. I'm not sure if that's true. But I can tell you this from the CDC yesterday. Deaths attributed to pneumonia, influenza, and COVID, PIC, decreased from 6.9% during week 26 last week to 5.5% during week 27 this week. It's the 11th week of a declining percentage of death due to pneumonia, influenza, COVID. The percentage is actually currently below the epidemic threshold. Hear me again. The percentage is currently below the epidemic threshold, but will likely change as more death certificates are processed, particularly for recent weeks. We will see. The point is we're down to that threshold of whether or not this is even an epidemic anymore when it comes to the number of fatalities statewide and nationwide in a country of 330 million people. Meanwhile, the question is the mask law enforceable? You should get your own legal advice on this, but I don't believe so for a variety of reasons, and I've spoken to a number of different attorneys, half a dozen so far, about whether or not requiring somebody to wear a face mask is legal. And the argument is simply this. The Americans with Disabilities Act, signed by George H.W. Bush, in 1991, means you cannot discriminate against somebody for a physical condition. You have literally 100 million Americans that are on either anxiety meds or antidepressant meds, and if putting on a mask gives them a panic attack, then they have a medical reason that they don't have to wear it, and you're not allowed to ask. HIPAA laws and a whole host of ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and HIPAA laws, you're not allowed to ask. So if somebody's not wearing a mask, maybe you could just assume there's a medical reason for it instead of ridiculing them or going Karen, all Karen on them. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Straight ahead in the program, Randy Bishop, then John James will be here running for United States Senate. Don't go anywhere.
If you've been looking at your 401k lately, you've probably been flashing back to 2008.
The worst day on Wall Street since the crash of...
Although there are some differences. That was a banking crisis. This is a health crisis. And last time, we didn't have to stay home and shut down the economy. But there's one thing these two events have in common. You've probably lost money. The old joke about your 401k becoming a 201k isn't really funny anymore. In 2008, you probably didn't have a financial advisor and you just waited for the market to bring you back. And that may have taken 5 or 6 years. But this time, let's change that story. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas to find out how to protect your money and even recover quicker this time around. 517-323-7526 or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through LifePlan Financial Design, Inc.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses, providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home, and helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.